And a description of what's going on here at Moore Athletic Park, then.
There's a trail being built for the community here, and a lot of people use this for walking their dogs and just coming for a nice place to hang out, so it's great.
What were some of the obstacles, or were there any? Is it a pretty straightforward project from your point?
It is, well, of course, anytime you're working around sprinklers, grass, and trees without wrecking anything, it's always a little difficult to pull off.
You're doing it all in a pretty quick timeline, but I guess when you're in this business, you sort of know how much time you have. You're giving up a lot of people hours, really. What would a project like this cost if people weren't donating time and companies generous like yourselves?
Oh, it would be very expensive for sure. I don't know the exact dollar, but it would be probably unreachable for a volunteer type thing. So,
what is your part then? You're laying the pavement down. It sounds pretty straightforward, being a blacktop. But what exactly are you doing here then?
Well, we came in and we initially brought some equipment in to dig the sub base down to build the initial trail. Then we were part of the volunteer work to put the three-quarter crush down, and now we're finishing the final grade and paving.
It's so hard with weather these days in Cranbrook. It's really hard to keep away from frost heaves. Is there anything you put underneath the asphalt to try and avoid that?
Yeah, what we've used in some of the softer areas has been filter fabric, which was donated by EMCO. So that was another huge thing, and that helps the frost from coming through and keeping the path from straying.
Interesting. Is there anything else you want to add?
Big shout out to Joe McGowan for putting this all together and coordination on something of a project this size is really very difficult, and he's an instrumental part of it.
Thank you.